minute.
You're on, Angie.
I'd like to call the meeting to order and do a little housekeeping and ask for everyone to please put their phones on vibrate or off for the meeting. And can we have a call to order, please?
Commissioner Roy Davis.
Here.
Vice President Jan Barbas.
Here.
President Angie Christian.
Here. Could everyone stand for the Pledge of Allegiance? Can? I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Approval of the agenda?
I'd like to move to add one public comment session before the new business.
I'll second that. Any discussion?
Commissioner Davis?
Yes.
Vice President Barbas?
Yes.
President Christian?
Yes.
I also, Andy, would like to add, make a motion to add under new business as a motion I would like to have added to the agenda that we appoint these vacant positions tonight from candidates' applications that we have before us on the table.
I'm concerned about transparency. I think this is a matter that has to be, they have to be published. The public has to see them. The public has to be able to be prepared to comment on these. I want to hear from the public.
Excuse me.
So I'm not prepared to second that motion. I think it's about transparency and public participation, and I haven't had a chance. They've been coming in as late as 5 o'clock. I haven't even had a chance to review them all carefully. I can't see doing that.
I'm in agreement, Roy. I worked all day. I couldn't review them while I was at work today. And I think it's important that we have some public input on it and transparency.
Well, we got public right here, and we got all night long. I don't have a thing to do for the next 24 hours.
I think most of us don't, but I feel that we would better serve the district to have it at a published general meeting, or at least a published meeting.
Okay, well, I made my motion.
So there's no second, I don't think.
No. Motion does not carry. All right, we can start with comments. Doug, you want to come up and speak, please?
Well, you two, along with the other two commissioners, have cost the court a lot of money. You've created some very, very serious setbacks for the port. The one person, there's actually two people that really understood what was going on inside the port. And it definitely was not any of you four commissioners. There's Skyler and Gary. They were on top of all the grants. They're on top of all of the issues involving the loan payments. They were the ones applying for the grants, and they're gone. And they're gone because of what you people did. And what you did was inexcusable. Most of the people I checked with when I was passing out recall slips, I had so little trouble getting people to sign those. I had two or three people a day who would refuse to sign them. And I finally had to carry three clipboards because I would have people signing the four of them and I'd have to hold another clipboard. And finally I got smart, thanks to a friend of mine, and said, well, carry three. So I did. And I don't understand what it is that makes you think you're going to beat this recall. I don't get it. I certainly don't see it. I've been canvassing the street pretty heavily. And you're just going to cost the port another $20,000. Why? And what are you going to show for it? What do you have to show for the I don't know, how much is it up to? $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 in counting on terminating Gary? And we could have used that money to fix the toilets and lots of things that the port needs. But that money is gone. But there's more money that's going to go down that black hole you folks have created. And I think the best thing you can do is add your names to the list of resignations tonight. That would be the best thing for the port. Thank you.
Thank you, Doug. Tom Bean.
I just have a couple of things to say, and one of them is the deal about the, I'll call them permission slips to comment, because that's what I felt like that night, that I was late, since I got off work late that night, had to go home and shower, because I'm sure you didn't want to smell dead fish. But when this thing was started, I remember coming in late and people coming in late and turning the slip in and still be getting to comment. But whenever we don't turn it in by 6 o'clock, I'm thinking, well, this is like, I'm a kid still in school. So I think that needs to be looked at. And then another thing is that there's commissioners, one of them's gone, but there's commissioners that feel like they're up here for, and I know you don't get any pay or anything, but they don't feel like it's worth their time since they're getting beat up on and all that. So I say, if you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen.
Thank you. Russ? Come over here, Russ, so we make sure.
I would first like to apologize for my short application letter in there. I had very short notice to get it to you guys to make this possible. Second, I would like to thank you as the public for showing up to this meeting on such short notice. If it wasn't for you as a whole, we'd have nothing left of this port. I feel the time has come to retake power and direction of this beautiful place we all call home. In the past few months, I have to say I am truly disgusted with the actions of a select few. I feel some have made it their agenda to make a name for themselves at the expense of the masses. I am a born and bred Brookings resident. I was fortunate enough to be raised on the beautiful Winchuck River, where my youthful days were spent running amongst the forest and playing along a pristine river. This is what made me who I am today. I'm a strong believer in the old saying that it takes a community to raise a child. My parents were both extremely hard entrepreneurial workers. Nothing was ever given to them. They worked for everything that they have. My father was a river guide for 35 years here in Curry and Del Norte counties. Nothing came easy, but their persistence and belief in the treating others the way that you would like to be treated has passed on to me. I now own Pacific Ocean Harvesters, a fish market here in the port. If it was not for growing up around people that shared the same values of my parents, I would not be the young man that I am today. I owe them everything, from the work ethic they installed in me as a young age to the morals that I carry on to today. I feel I have sat on the sidelines for way too long, watching certain people run amok in our beautiful community. I feel I have no other option at this time than to step up to the plate and strive to make a difference for the community that I am so indebted to. By no means am I a politician, and I never desire to become one. But sometimes in life, you are forced to step up to right the wrong. This is the least I can do to repay the debt to the community that has raised me and is now aiding in the raising of my two beautiful girls. I would not have it any other way. I believe it is important to voice the fact that I have nothing to gain and everything to lose by becoming involved in this time of need. I feel overly obligated to give back to the people that have given so much to me. If I am appointed to the board, I will strive to be the voice of you, the people, to bring transparency and honesty and justice back to our beautiful port. We are truly blessed to call this place home. I will work day and night to ensure that that becomes a reality. As for my qualifications, ask the people who know me they'll vouch for me. I've always given 110% to everything that I do. I will strive to be the voice of the people and not be persuaded by private agendas. After all, I'll be working for you, the people and the citizens, not the board members. It is time for change, and that is what I'm here tonight to set in motion. So let us, as a unified voice, make that change a reality. Thank you for your time and energy that all of you have shown over the last few months. And let's take our port back.
Daniel?
I have one comment, actually, Angie. And if it had to been for Roy's motion, I wouldn't even have made it. When Mike Manning resigned from the board, there was no public comment, no posting of the names in the pilot of those who so seat his position. I know that myself and one other member that's in this audience interviewed for that position. So the whole idea of the need to post it in the paper or whatever is not necessary. As they did last time, you convened a panel, they interviewed. I know that Mr. Brazil was on there, Mr. Davis was on there, and I believe Mr. Spear, I think, was the three people on there. There might have been one more, I'm not for sure. Roy, you could correct me. But they interviewed us, and we submitted our resumes, and that was it. So I don't know why the need tonight to post them in the papers if you feel necessary. Thank you.
Thank you, Daniel.
Can I respond to that?
Yes,
go ahead. I didn't mean publish in the paper. I meant publish in the packet, the meeting packet.
That wasn't published in the paper and in the packet either at the time.
Please don't interrupt. I'm speaking. And the process where Ms. Hartung was...
Barbara, come on.
Thank you, Dan. The process where Ms. Hartung was appointed, I'm on record. I wrote a letter to the editor. I believe it was completely illegal. That subcommittee was not appointed. Eric Bryant filed a public records request and forced the port to divulge the names and applications that they tried to hide. I'm for transparency. We're going to do this right. By state law, it has to be done in open session, and we will have transparency if I have anything to say.
Well, then, what is my transparency?
That's it. No more. No more.
Oh, it's not grand hammer
away.
You got to speak. Commissioner,
I should be able to rebut his.
That's right.
Exactly. Thank you.
Was it a one-way street?
Yep.
No, it isn't.
All right.
You ready to move forward? New business. Motion to accept commissioners' resignations.
All of them?
All four?
Move to accept Andy Martin's resignation of position one, effective April 20th at 5 p.m., and he relinquishes all of his duties related to his elected capacity.
I'll second.
Yes.
Please. Any discussion?
No.
Commissioner Davis?
Yes.
Vice President Barbas?
Yes.
President Christian?
Yes.
Move to accept Roger Thompson's resignation effective April 17th, 2018, and that he relinquishes all of his duties related to his elected capacity.
I'll second.
Commissioner Davis?
Yes.
Vice President Barbas?
Yes.
President Christian?
Yes.
We got two more.
Oh.
The commissioners moved that the commissioners approve removing Andy Martin and Roger Thompson as authorized signers to all Umpqua Bank accounts, including public checking number 973273634, public checking number 4869398018, money market account number 097207-9529, money market account 097-267-8627.
I'll second.
Commissioner Davis?
Yes.
Vice President Barbas?
Yes.
President Christian?
Yes.
Move to approve removing Andy Martin and Roger Thompson from all Oregon State Treasury local government investment pool accounts, including General Fund Reserve Account number 6017, Reserve Fund Account number 6018, Capital Projects Fund Account number 6019,
Debt Service Fund Account Number 6020, USDA Revenue Bond Fund Number 6021.
I'll second.
Commissioner Davis?
Yes.
Vice President Barba?
Yes.
President Christian?
Yes. Meeting adjourned.
It would be one-sided.